You know, creating success in your life isn't about chance. It's about learning what it takes to create a great life. They say that life doesn't come with a manual, it comes with a mom. And my mom didn't have all of the secrets for me. She had a bunch of them, but not all of them. You see, creating success in your life is about learning the principles of success. Like, how do you have happiness? Well, you study the principles of happiness. It's not actually that hard. But most people never put the time into studying life and into studying the principles, and therefore they don't build for themselves a great life. They're kind of reactive. If you're like me, though, you want to build a great life. You know that you only get one shot at this thing. Life is 4,000 weeks after all, and I want to make the most of every single one of them. So that's why I put together 30X Life. It's 30 minutes a day, you and me together, for the next 30 days to get my 30 years of success in this stuff. Now, of course, I'm 50, but the first 20 years really weren't about success. I was a kid. I was learning, too. But the success that's come in business, in wealth, in life, as a father of five, you know, building a team, having this massive team across the planet, and leading these people to their success, you and I together for the next 30 days are going to learn these principles. These are tried and true principles of how success happens in your life, in your business, in your wealth. All aspects of life come down to these principles. So where do we start? Well, let's cover off what the next 30 days are going to look like. You and me together, day one, we're going to talk about thinking big. What does it take? Because I know people say think big, but how do you do that? How do you actually get this massive set of dreams and goals for you and your life? How does that actually happen? Is what we go into on day one. Then we go into the success formula. My success formula I've been teaching now for 20 plus years, and people following it understand exactly what it takes to build an amazing life, to build an amazing success, to be all that you can be so you can do all that you want to do and have all that you want to have. And that leads us to day three, the have formula, how to get those dreams and goals to become part of your life. It's not complex. You see, it takes time to learn it, but once you understand it, it works for you the same way it does for me and every other student that's learned this with me. Then we go into the identity iceberg. Building your identity, being proactive in building who you need to be in order to get the results you want in your life, it's such a simple formula, but once you follow it, then it starts working for you. Too many people are going from pillar to post, paycheck to paycheck, because they haven't built the plan of where they want to go with their life. Day five, we get into the point of power. Where do you get into your power? How do you actually get into the space where you create the life that you want to have? The point of power is massively important. Then we get into the change formula. Now, change is the only consistent in life. We know that, but how does it actually happen? How do you create the change you want and not allow the change you don't want? The formula makes it happen for you. Then we get on to day seven. I mean, every day we're going to be 30 minutes of learning. Every day we're going to give you some homework and things to get done so that you build the life you want in the next 30 days. The quality of life. This structure actually breaks it down how you can build the life that you want to build at a high quality level for you. Whatever that means for you. See, success is different for different people, but how that works is for you. Then we're going to break down categories and roles. This is where you start to really build the structure of who you need to be in order to do and have those things. Your comfort zone. Now, I know a lot of people don't break out of it, but I'm going to give you the reasons why and the steps to do it. How you can actually break through your comfort zone and how you can make those things a reality in your life. Then we get into the learning factor. Of course, if you want to earn more, you've got to learn more. If you want to have a better life, you've got to study. If you want more love, you've got to study love. If you want more happiness, you've got to study happiness. These are some of the things that we get into. So we go into how we learn. Then the generalized principles. Now, a generalist is generally someone who will stay in motion and definitely get the results they're after. When you hit the specialist track, though, the challenge in life is, well, you can become obsolete. So we make sure that you understand how that works and how you build that structure of a life that actually builds results for you. Number 12 is communication. We all know the level of communication needed to create a successful relationship, let alone a successful life, okay? Behaviors. How do you study behavior, okay? Understanding the behavior of people goes along with understanding their communication. If you understand their communication, their behavior, then you can truly understand other people and truly understand yourself. Confidence and self-esteem. Massive day, this one. So many simple little strategies that I've used and I've taught over the years for people to build a level of confidence that just means they go out and achieve things. They have that level of self-esteem. The self-discipline comes next. The problem-solving comes next. You think about it. The number of times self-discipline is needed for you to hit the goals that you want to achieve. The problem-solving challenges that come up. I give you the structure to solve problems and move yourself forward at a rapid rate of knots. Then we take a look at being present, because only in the current moment can we create real results. Then the law of attraction. You've probably heard of it, but now I'm going to break it down for you in a way that means you can actually use it on a day-to-day basis. That, to me, is the important aspect of this stuff. Then we get to day 19, where we talk about relationships. You know, relationships don't get easier. You get better at relationships. It's not that complex. Friendships. How do you build great lifelong friendships? How do you actually do that? It takes work, yes, but there's some strategies to make it a little easier on yourself. Parenting. You know, as a dad of five, there's definitely some tips on parenting. And I don't care if you're ready for it yet, but some of those tips will work for you for being a parent, but others will just work great in life. Health and fitness. You can't have a great life without being somewhat healthy and somewhat fit. I'm going to give you the strategies I've used, go through the 9 structures that actually make it real for you. Meditation. Of course, we've got to stay calm and centered in the world we're in today. The more it builds up, the stress, all that stuff, we've got to learn to do that. Then I'm going to hit depression. I'm going to talk about depression from my own experience after being in a mass shooting and looking at how that actually impacted me and how I got through that depression. It might not be for you, but it might be for someone you know needing to learn from that experience. Day 25, we flip from depression to happiness. How does happiness happen in your lifetime? How does it actually work on a day-to-day basis for you? And, you know, it's quite interesting. People sort of think, what do you mean study happiness? Yes, you've got to study this stuff. Leadership is the next one, because whether it's leading your family, your friends, your business, leadership is a big part of life success. Charisma. What does it take to be actually that charismatic person in the room? And people say, I'm not sure you can learn that. You're born that way. No. Leadership is a learned skill. Charisma is definitely a learned skill if you follow the simple structures. Ultimately, then we get to number 28, which is of massive importance. What other people think of you is none of your business, right? I go into that because too many people allow everyone else to run their life for them, especially in this social media age. 29, charitable works, philanthropy. We've got to understand how that fits into a successful life and how it fits into a successful you. And finally, let's put together your action plan for your life. You know, over the next 30 days, you and I are going to create an amazing life structure for you. You're going to learn the principles, learn the strategies that have helped me create the life that I have here today. You can scan my social media, yeah, jump on Instagram and see what's real and all of that sort of stuff. But hey, 30 minutes a day, you and me together for the next 30 days, that's what it's going to take for you to learn how to build a great life. I look forward to seeing you and joining with all of the other people who are building an amazing life. Let's get proactive. Let's build a great life for you. 30X Life, you and me, the next 30 days.